It's Friday. Hello, everyone. It's Deborah and Jackie in the studio today. We want to start your weekend by getting to the top story of what's been happening.
Yes, this week. The hot topic.
The hot topic is really this scam that the universities have been part of, and they are also to blame for admitting students who have basically got there by their parents contributing mega millions or even photoshopping pictures of their kids on athletic bodies to get scholarships.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad, and it's also totally disgraceful.
I cannot believe.
Now, there have been a couple of arrests over this situation so far, but they believe that it is pretty widespread, so we can expect to hear about this consistently over the next few weeks. But the long and short of it really is that you're dealing with a lot of Hollywood celebrities. Now, what does Hollywood represent? It represents money, high glamour,
fame,
prestige. And right off the bat, a lot of these parents who may not have had the best upbringing themselves, maybe they're not that well educated, and they feel that because they are successful, money can buy everything.
Well, let's
face
it.
And that is generally the consensus these days,
isn't
it?
Well, let's face it. A lot of these Hollywood stars has not gone to these prestigious universities like they're pushing their children to. A lot of them said that, you know, they got fame by sleeping in their car, or they're homeless, or they go through a lot of foster homes. Who knows, right? But their stories is always a sad story. But the reality of it is they have come into a position where they're able to have money and make their family much more successful than they were. And they're actually doing it. But the way they're going about doing it, it is just so wrong. It's like this entitlement that they have for themselves and their children to have the best of the best. No matter what it takes, even if they have to cut a leg off, their children must have it. And this is what we're facing right now.
And in a lot of cases, their children, first of all, don't have the intelligence to be at these Ivy League colleges. So they can't get there based on merit. And they simply, in some cases, don't want to even be there. A lot of these kids have no interest in higher education.
Exactly.
It's the parents who want the prestige of being at that cocktail party or that dinner party and being able to say, oh, yes, Catherine went to Yale or Catherine was at Stanford. Yes. They want the prestige attached to their life, which is already based on flamboyance and extravagance, and they want to pull their kids along. But how terrible that is, Deb, when in a lot of cases, people really have to suffer and struggle financially to get into these institutions.
I know. There are a lot of boys and girls out there who are so highly educated, but they can't get into these facilities because they don't have the money. And not only that, their parents or them are not qualified to even get in a grant, you know, to go into these school. And so the result of that is these kids become what?
Well, they may have to choose a college that's less affluent because they don't have the resources. Or on top of that, they may simply feel, well, maybe I may have to work a little longer and postpone going to college right away because I just don't have the resources to put myself through there successfully. Not to mention the massive amount of student debt. Like, we have a lot of student debt in Canada, but what a lot of the Americans have to incur is overwhelming. Because a lot of cases, these kids are graduating with well over $100,000 in debt.
Well, when you think about it, when these parents are paying up to $25 million to get their kids into these, you know, universities, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, $25 million, that's almost like the lottery here.
It's true.
You know, like, I would never ever see not even $100,000 of that money a year. Let alone one of the coach got paid $400,000.
This is why I'm saying it's a network of people involved in this exploitation. And it's not only going to take a little while to unravel it, but they say basically, and I agree overwhelmingly, that the universities are responsible. They play just as much a part as
they
the parents who did this, you know, to promote their children at any cost. Because basically, a lot of the universities, they just want to rake in the money for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put the best image forth that they can so they can market their university. And it takes a lot of money to pay the salaries of these affluent professors in these Ivy League schools. And they got to keep the cash flow going to be able to meet their obligations. So I don't think they questioned a lot of these students that they gave, you know, acceptance to the university. They didn't really look into their background very thoroughly. They just wanted to give them a pass. And who knows how many people were involved in manipulating the system.
But I'm so shocked that Felicia and Lori would even be part of this.
Well, Lori
Loughlin, those are Emmy winners.
Yeah, these are, you know, she's a star of Full House. She's getting a lot of publicity right now. And basically, she has paid a price for this. Her daughter was doing, I believe, either some modeling work or some advertising in makeup. And Sephora dropped her, which is a very big brand.
Oh, wow.
And she was also dropped in another cosmetic area. And Lori Loughlin, she has been dropped from the Hallmark Channel. And that was very big money yes. that she was getting specials on. So there is some punishment being dished out. But so far, I believe it's Felicity Huffman, who is out on bail. A lot mm-hmm. of money, but she still is out. And I'm sure there are other celebrities that have done exactly what they've done. So I don't think it could just be two. Women that are brought up on charges.
I think there are more, but yeah. but the mystery will unfold little by little. Because I think this has a long way to go in terms of investigation to see where it started, who was involved, and how it's going to end. And I don't think it's just these two celebrities that is part of it. Because there are so many celebrities that have their kids in these schools. How did they get there?
And you don't even know if their parents haven't been paying off even high school level.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
from elementary.
Yeah, elementary
all
school.
The way.
It could have started a long time ago. They might have just figured that, you know, they had a kid, pardon the expression, but maybe a child who was intellectually a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who didn't get the grades, never was going to get the grades. And they just wanted to push their children along and at least make it look like they have, you know, the certification from a very prominent college or university.
But, you know, my thing is we discussed last week on our podcast about education versus success. And we've seen that no matter how many of these guys that rejected university versus just going on their own, you know, knowledge and develop a brand for themselves and become successful. And half of these students that were their parents is employing so much money into their well-being and their education. And these children are not even interested. And it's just for the parents to have that league on their arm to say, my son went to this university or my daughter attended this university. But at the end of the day, what's the point in taking them there if they can't even do the work? How are they going to pass their exams?
How
are they going to graduate?
This is the thing. Once you begin cheating, you have to continue that process of cheating.
Exactly.
So they would probably have to be paying people to write papers, people to take exams for them or to manipulate those tests. It's something that they just can't stop there. I agree with you, because if a person can't hold their own, it's going to become pretty obvious.
Obviously.
Higher education is a big responsibility. You constantly have projects. You have to do a lot of reading. You have to prepare reports. You have to take tests. And it's a four-year program.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long commitment out of your life, especially if you're bored solid and you didn't want to be there in the first place.
Exactly.
You're going to have to continually pump a lot of cash in to get that kid out on the other end.
And a lot of these children who are from celebrities' family, they don't have time. The last thing they want to do is sit at night in their room studying. They want to be out there partying, you know, hanging out with the A-listers. They want to do all the fun stuff. Studying is not part of their curriculum. You know what I mean? So that's just a waste of money. Meanwhile, another child whose parent is not up to par with the financial responsibility in terms of getting that money to send their child to school. They're busting their ass away studying, making those A's and getting, you know, on honor rolls and all that to make their parents proud and make themselves, you know, proud. Whereas these illicit children don't have shit to bring to the table and they're afraid to eat alone.
Yeah, it's the whole issue is, and I think that's why it's very disgraceful, because it really has brought a negative light to these institutions that mm-hmm. should have a prestigious reputation. It's made people look down on them and say, what are you really doing? I mean, are you allowing this kind of illicit behavior? Have you been allowing it for such a long time?
Mm-hmm.
And it brings them down. And the people, as you say, who earn it the legitimate way, which is hard work, sacrifice, struggle. They're the ones that are being put on the low end of the totem pole. And
exactly.
It's really, really
it's
shameful.
It's very sad. It's very sad. And who knows what other things that they've done to actually get their child to surpass, you know, all these different types of limitations that they feel like the children may suffer if they don't have the help. And they've spent so much money to ensure that they have that kind of security. Whereas there's so many people out there that's dying that need this money. And they're pouring it into their damn kids when they know the kids can't even do the work.
Well, again, we're back to that famous word you used in the beginning, this entitlement, this sense that money buys everything. And it really cannot buy brains. You either have it or you don't. And if you have, you can tell an educated person a mile off. And if somebody has intelligence and can use that intelligence to make a positive contribution to society, shame on you for trying to manufacture intelligence or manipulate a system to get ahead when you're not playing by the rules.
And you know, God don't bless mess. This is a hot mess right here in Hollywood happening. And I hope, you know, I hope that the students who are not, you know, at the top of their money game to go to these, you know, elite universities will even work 10 times harder to prove that they need to be there and will be there because of their hard work.
Yes.
Hard work
and
does
I think
fail.
They are going to have some consequences for some of these kids who are in there illegitimately. And we'll have to stay tuned to see what happens.
My name is Deborah.
And my name is Jackie.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.